Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, the Commanders practice at 3:45 today, so we probably, right before we exit stage left, will have a little something-something, but we won't have a full injury report or a full idea as to how much Jaden Daniels does, whether he's full go, limited, what have you. And even if he's full go, they're not having a full practice. So we won't really know until tomorrow. We just won't. Whether we have any real good indication as to whether he'll play Sunday night against the Seattle Seahawks. So in lieu of that, and because I didn't think you guys wanted to talk about a 28-7 loss anymore, in which there were certainly some positives, but plenty of negatives, plenty more negatives than positives, and a season that's spiraling out of control at 3-5 and virtually done. I mean, not exactly done, but virtually done. Because it's virtually impossible to see them going 12-5 and assuring themselves of a playoff spot, 11-6 virtually assuring themselves of a playoff spot, or even 10-7, which is not any assurance, and probably would have you on the outside looking in considering who you've lost to. So I figured we would talk about something else, and we'll get into the football and how they should approach the trade deadline in just a little bit. But I heard a lot of smoke about the tomahawk chop thing. People were fired up about it. I'm a man. I don't have to like what everybody thinks. I can take it. I can understand it. I can spar. Some of you are going to be mad at me. I get it. Some of you think very differently than me. I get that. But we can have an intelligent, or I hope, conversation. The bottom line is, the Redskins name and changing that and whatever the NFL's influence in that is not exactly the same thing in any way, shape, or form as the NFL allowing, sanctioning, the Chiefs encouraging the tomahawk chop. It is not six of one, half dozen of the other. It is not 50-50. It is not the equivalent. It is not a linear path. It is none of that. It's not the same thing for so many reasons. And if you can't get past that, I don't know what to tell you. You're thinking with your heart and your emotions instead of common sense. I know you want the team name back. I know you think it was unfair. I know you think it was just a football team's name and not a racial insult. I get it. I get it. I understand a lot of it. Jim Wynn tweeted, "You know I love and respect you. Understandably, you don't have the same emotions because you didn't grow up a Redskins fan in New York." True. He says, "I have zero problem with the Chiefs, Braves, Seminoles doing the job. Problem is NFL hypocrisy. Why Redskins is so offensive. And then he tagged Al Galdi and Grant, which was a retweet of my tweet saying the tomahawk chop debate from Kansas City is and was something I didn't care one ounce about and haven't brought up for discussion on radio until now. Yet here we are. It doesn't bother me at all. It means nothing. Life is not 50-50 or even. And it's not. There's nothing significant that is exactly the same. One for you, one for me. One for you, one for me. It doesn't work that way. Maybe a box of donuts does. Not reality. Not real life serious things. So it doesn't matter that I didn't grow up a Redskins fan. I didn't want them to change the name from Redskins. But I wanted them to have a legitimate backup plan, which they never had. I wanted them not to be stupid, which they were. And I also don't understand how you guys think that the tomahawk chop is the same thing as the term Redskins and that they should be treated equally the same. That, I'm sorry, I don't get that. There's no hypocrisy there. It's very different. Very different. You want to call it hypocrisy? Jim did. Others have. Not my definition of hypocrisy. One was a racist term, or defined as a racist term, and the beholder of it, the steward of it, was an absolute idiot. And the NFL ran out of patience. And hundreds of millions of dollars was at stake. One is a tomahawk chop that's done at Florida State, in Atlanta, in Kansas City, and is figurative. And it's subject to interpretation of what it is and what it means. But it is not the same as how Redskins became defined. It's just not. It's not. And that's the difference. And why everybody tries to keep the two on the same line. It's like a one seed in the basketball tournament and a six seed. There's differences. There's reasons why one's a one seed and one's a six seed. All right, let's get out to you on the phones. Let's go to, assume, John in Oklahoma, who I know wants to weigh in on this. Hello, John. How are you?
Hello. Hey, how you doing, Chris? First off, thanks for taking my call.
Of course, John.
But I'll tell you, I hear you. I'm listening. I'm always listening probably
yes.
most of the time.
I know. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. But it's funny, Chris, how you brought up all the reasons about the name, but you left out the woke part of the deal that was going on. Double A reminded you of that, but maybe he was too busy calling some of us ignorant. I don't know, but anyway, we can get over that. But let me ask you a question, Chris. How's that stadium going down there? I can tell you that the president said, hey, it's nice y'all cleaning up the stadium and clean up the demolition and take care of it. You can get all the gold shovels, gold plate you want to, but you're not building a stadium here until you change the name. Now, yeah. I'd like to see what you said, that a commissioner of pro football go up against a man running the biggest, strongest country in the world. I'll see how that turns out. I talked to one Native American who said the reason that they didn't like the name, a lot of them, that because they didn't like to see Dan Snyder making money off of it. Once he sold the team, hey, they've been fine with it.
Yeah, but the name was changed already. You're not putting that genie back in the bottle. The name was changed already.
Yeah. Well, okay then. You know what? They better look for a place to build a stadium, Virginia or Maryland, because it's not going to be at RFK site.
Well, you know what? You know what? They'll have to deal with that down the soon.
That's right.
Soon.
I don't know exactly.
Hang on a second, John. I don't know exactly okay. how much power he has to determine all that. I don't know. Oh, well. He's already said what he said. Okay. And
yeah.
He's the
president of the United States, Chris.
I'm aware. Trust me, I'm aware.
I got more than the commissioner.
I live here and have to deal with that. Okay, I'm aware.
Right. I understand you. Yeah. Hey, listen.
But that doesn't mean just because you're the president doesn't mean you can do whatever you want to do. Okay.
I didn't say he did, but he's controlled that land. I know that.
Well, I mean that's part of the problem. We'll see.
When is the last time people that have actually talked to a Native American and asked them? Just the last time you talked to one or any of them and asked them, they told me they're...
Again, John, here's the problem. Everybody made that mistake, that the only voices that matter were Native Americans. And that is simply not the truth. Not the truth. And here's an example, okay? Here's an example.
It's not the truth.
It's not the truth. We should not only take in Native Americans to determine whether the term Redskins is racist. We wouldn't do that for the N-word, right? We wouldn't do that for the N-word, right?
We are smarter as a society. We know who that offends, okay? We know that, Chris. You know, we know the one word we don't say. But when people feel like they're getting written out of history, and they say they are, then that right there, you know, you erase all this stuff like Double A said with the woke, and you can't say this and can't say that. What's it going to come to, Chris? We have to write something on a piece of paper or learn Braille or I don't know.
Yeah.
But another thing, talk about the tomahawk chop. A few years ago here in Oklahoma, we played Texas. They tell our student body we can't do it. They can't do the horns down in the Texas Stadium during the Red River Rivalry. That worked real good. Southeast Conference come here and said, you can do what you want to do. Well, they were doing it anyway, but they tried to ban them from doing the hook'em horns at the stadium. You know, they can holler at Oklahoma. They can say the only reason Texas don't fall into the Gulf of Mexico because Oklahoma sucks. They can say that down there, but we couldn't do down
all
horns.
Right. That's a whole different thing. I appreciate you, John. I got to let you run because I got to get to some other calls. But here's the thing. Like, people are always trying to put in rules and guidelines and advice and all that stuff, right? Like, for a while, I believe the Kansas City Chiefs stopped encouraging the tomahawk chop, but then they went back to it, right? Because it's important to their fans, and that's the tradition. And it wasn't the same in any way, shape, or form as how the term Redskins became viewed. It wasn't the same. Just like it's not the same at Florida State, and it's not the same in Atlanta. Now, individual teams and organizations can make different choices for their own selves, right? Because they don't want to deal with it, and they don't want that constant drama and scrutiny. It's what the Indians did, or the Guardians. It's what Marquette University did when they went from Warriors to whatever they are, the Golden Eagles or whatever they are. It's what St. John's did when they went from the Red Men to the Red Storm. Like, nobody put a gun to their head. They just made a choice because they didn't want to deal with the criticism. The Redskins organization was defiant about it. Said, hell no. We're going to show you that you're wrong. And we're going to take the uneducated view of 504 Native Americans in a newspaper poll and shove that down your throat. We're going to show you by sending Chris Cooley to camps and to reservations and to do cute little video pieces. That'll show them. That'll shut you. That'll teach you. World doesn't work that way, guys. The world does not work that way. Wes?
Yeah, I got something. Because the grandson of what the logo is modeled after,
yes,
you can go read about what he says. If times have changed and he doesn't think his grandfather would agree with the name, you can go read it. It's an article. It's out there.
With the name Redskins, not the logo.
The name Redskins, he thinks his grandfather would not have agreed with it.
And he's probably right.
Yep.
And even if he's even if he would agree with it, and even if 90% of Native Americans do agree with it, it is not. Again, we don't just say, all right. Like for instance, I'm offended by the R word, not Redskins. My son has Down syndrome. There are often a negative word, a negative connotation that we have tried very hard to educate America and the world about, that you do not use that R word, okay? It's not illegal. As a matter of fact, one of my colleagues uses it all the time, and I hate it. I have tremendous disrespect for it. Okay? But, A, I can't do anything about it because it's not illegal. B, I wouldn't just go to people that love special needs children or have special needs adults in their family and say, are you offended by the R word? I would expect that I could walk up to Johnny, Jim, or Mo on the street and say, hey, man, you know, it's 2025. Do you mind if we don't use the R word like we did in 1975? Do you mind? Like, we've evolved a little bit. These are human beings. They're people. That's a negative, hurtful term, right? Just like, again, we could have, should have, did, what have you, with Redskins. Not that I did that, but others did. Okay? Number one. And again, we shouldn't just ask only Native Americans if they're offended by it. We shouldn't just ask only people in the special needs community if they're offended by the R word. We should expect to ask at large, you know, any Tom, Dick, or Harry on the street, man, woman, child, and say, hey, man, you know, it's 2025. Are you offended by the R word? Or do you think we should be using the R word? And I would say, even as dumb as our society is, 90% of people would say, nah, you know what? That's not a good idea. Bad word. You know? But the point is, you don't just ask Native Americans. You don't just care if they're offended. That's the point.
But why? It has nothing to do with anyone else.
It does. Because it's the society we live in. It's a term, the society in which we live in. And in this case, it celebrated, yes, a football team's history, legacy, name, what have you. And again, I understood the meaning of it. I understood the context of it. I was willing to live with it, right? Didn't bother me like it bothered so many. But I understand why they did it. And it is not the same as accepting the tomahawk chop. And that's why we're having this debate. It's not the same. Everything is different. Everything. It's just, I mean, there's so many other examples that I can come up with, right? Again, like, we should all be able to evolve our thinking. We should all be able to update our files. Some of you have, some of you haven't. I think I have. I'm telling it to you as honest as I can. Right? And there's context and nuance to everything. Nothing is exactly the same, and it shouldn't be. 301-230-0980. More of your calls. Reaction next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, we'll have breaking NFL news in just a couple of moments. It has something to do with the Cincinnati Bengals. And this is an interesting one. Not a good one. We'll have the details for you in just a couple of moments, but let's get a call or two in here. Let's get to, Double A, Athens and Annapolis, who has made his voice heard on Twitter, but, you know, I like nothing like the present. Hello, Double A. How are you?
I'm good. Now, I want to start this off by saying, okay, you've brought this up a couple times, you know, this year and even into last year. My question is, you mentioned your colleagues, okay, and I know all of you, for the most part, get along and respect each other. Why don't you have one or two of them on for a respective dialogue about this subject? Because as I mentioned it to you before, mm-hmm. about, you know, Sheehan, and now that Zabe is back in the market, and you just mentioned Grant and Danny.
Yeah, because they're all doing
radio.
Yeah, but they're all doing radio shows at the same time. I mean, so, you know, well, like it's hard to do. You're right. We should have, like, what we should do is we should record a 2-hour thing and just play it back. But we do live radio. So they're busy doing their radio show. I'm busy doing mine. Sheehan's busy doing his podcast, what have you. And they have their own forums to talk to the audience and the callers and to interact how they want to do it. And it's very different than how I want to do it.
Okay, well, I have the bat phone to CK, okay, basically, and I know that he would excuse one person from one show and tell Sheehan, hey, could you bump the podcast back 30 minutes so we could bring you in and talk about this issue with Chris? And Zabe is like a fill-in right now. So welcome back, Zabe, by the way. That's awesome to have him back in this market. So,
absolutely.
Trust me, I hear what you're saying. You could get some of your boys on to talk about the subject, and I think it would be an awesome, respectful dialogue, and maybe even after the conversation, you might understand that what we're talking about here, it's not just a football team, it's sacred. It is something that is so near and dear to our hearts and what we grew up with that I can't explain it to you. Now when you talk about, we talk about the Indians, like I brought them up online. I don't understand why their owners, you said they didn't want to deal with it.
Yeah,
I mean,
they didn't.
There's always somebody that's going to be offended by something. And you bring up a good point, Chris. No, everybody should have a say in if they think something is offensive, not just Native Americans, but it should be everyone. But I think where you're steering wrong is you brought up a group of people earlier where it's the most horrible, racially insensitive name that we know is out there. But nobody anywhere, if they were to say that name, we know how horrible and horrific that meaning is, and to demean a person of that race. When somebody says the name Redskin, they're talking about a player or a former player. Nobody anywhere looks at a Native American and says, hey, there goes that Redskin. And just because something is written in a book doesn't necessarily mean it's true either. There's a lot of the things that we could sit here and argue about that. I mean, what's the next thing? Like for example, I'm Greek, right? And you love Greek salads, right?
Yes.
Okay. Olives go into Greek salads. You know how many times somebody has called me an olive to demean me as a Greek person?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't find it offensive. I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
I think it's like a third grade, like sophomore barb or something stupid. But am I offended about it? No. Can I stop them from saying it? No. Do they mean it to be hurtful? Absolutely. Nobody means that or ever meant that in the 90-plus years of the Redskins'
well,
name.
Well, listen, I understand that. You understand that, certainly when talking about football. The problem is that same term, my understanding, was indeed used as a slur, as a criticism, as a whatever, as a insult in Native American communities, on reservations, by people that had nothing to do with the NFL team. So that's where the problem began to rear its ugly head many, 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 many years ago. And then people of different educations and different backgrounds and evolving through the course of time said, well, wait a second. If that is a derogatory term in that context, then why should we be using it in any context? I would argue there is different context. There is different nuance. But I don't get to make that decision. I never got to. Nobody ever came to me and said, hey, man, Are we thinking about this wrong? Never, nobody ever came to me, Athan, and said, hey, do you think that there should be nuance or a different context for the football team Redskin, as opposed to the derogatory term on a reservation and in the Native American community? Nobody ever came to me and asked me that, right? Because we were so busy asking Native Americans only what they thought, and some would be offended and some would not, and a lot of people weren't offended. Again, we can't solve everything, so it became a situation that those that were bothered by it had a loud, loud drumbeat. Okay, and a lot of people, Mike Wise, Peter King, Adam Schefter, many in the media, Mike Florio in the football media, began, again, just beating that drum. And that woke, to use your term, to use, John in Oklahoma's term, that woke people up to going, okay, well, maybe it's not just a football team name. Maybe we shouldn't be using that. So again, I can't force people to not think like that. People think independently, right? But
You mentioned Peter King. Yep. You mentioned Peter King. That's the guy who openly basically kept Art Monk out of the Hall of Fame for years because of the word Redskins. So you have to consider your audience sometimes though too.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember how influential he was. How many people read that column? How many people read his stuff in Sports Illustrated? How many people were like, well, if Peter King thinks that, if Mike Florio thinks that, why shouldn't I think that? That's the problem. You see where I'm getting at?
And I get that. And again, everybody's opinions are influenced by other people, whether it be politics, whether it be religion, whether it be something like this. The thing I would piggyback on to the top of what you're saying, though, would you say it's arguable? It's people could argue the tomahawk chop, the way it sounds when they're doing the war chant, it could be considered a mocking of Native Americans, like their war chant.
Sure,
okay?
It could be considered that, absolutely. It could be considered like scalping. Absolutely.
Right.
It's a figurative expression. Now, again, a lot of people don't associate that with that. At Florida State, at Atlanta, at Kansas City, they don't, okay? But some people do. And again, everybody's got the right to feel however they want to feel. The difference is, again, the term Redskins became, by powers that be, okay, that have influence in society, it became termed and looked upon as a derogatory slur. A tomahawk chop chant is not at that point yet. Maybe it will. Maybe it has. It certainly engendered criticism, and teams have thought, hey, you know, again, in Atlanta, maybe the Braves aren't encouraging it, but their fans do it. In Kansas City, their team didn't encourage it for a little while, but then they went back. So again, teams and organizations and owners and leagues have thought about things different ways. But ultimately, Redskins became too insurmountable to overcome because of various circumstances that were out of control, and then various circumstances that were in the control of the NFL and Dan Snyder and the organization. And unfortunately, because Dan Snyder was such a clueless, you know what, they didn't have a backup plan. They didn't have a way. They didn't have a way to shield the shield. And when they lost that, they lost the ability to keep the team name. It's that simple.
But also, let's all and you've admitted this before. Let's be fair about it. It's also the insurmountable amount of money.
Money is
going to be lost.
$500 million
or whatever it is. It was changed not because, again, all these people that we're arguing about. Back and forth about the, you know, that are offended or not offended. It was ultimately changed because of the amount of money that was going to be lost.
Right.
And I think where people like Dr. Sabah and I and John
from
really
a team and a league perspective, absolutely it was about the money. From a societal perspective, it was not about the money because they didn't benefit from the money. It was about the term, the meaning, the insensitivity, the definition of the word. There's two different things at play. The team and the NFL cared nothing about anything but money. That's why it stayed as long as it did, until it started costing them money. I got a gun. I appreciate it. Long debate, but it was a good one. Thank you, Double A. I appreciate you, as always. All right. I'll let you guys weigh in for one more segment, and then we're going to just move on to some different things. But I wanted to have an intelligent debate, or at least what I think is an intelligent debate, that considers all sides. Right? You guys feel how you feel. I'm telling you how I interpret things. I'm telling you that I'm not bothered by the tomahawk chop and the word that everybody's talking around, hypocrisy, when it comes to the name Redskins. Some people are worried about it. Some people are bothered by it. I'm not at all. Let's do a trending alert, and then we will get back for more of your calls and the NFL breaking news that I have for you right here, right now. All right, the Bengals lost a heartbreaker on Sunday to the New York Jets, blowing a 14-point fourth-quarter lead, and now they may have lost their latest starting quarterback. That's right, Joe Flacco is in jeopardy, according to Adam Schefter, of missing this Sunday's game against the Bears because of a sprained AC joint in his throwing shoulder. So we will see where this goes from here, but obviously not great news for the Cincinnati Bengals. Meanwhile, the Commanders getting ready to practice in about an hour's time. We will see whether Jaden Daniels can go through the full practice and whether he's listed as full or limited, but that designation probably won't be until about 6 o'clock or so this evening. He's expected to be out on the practice field. Aiden Hutchinson, who will be here along with the Detroit Lions next Sunday, not this Sunday, next Sunday, has reached a 4-year, $180 million contract extension, according to his agent, Mike McCartney, with the Detroit Lions. Of course, he had the catastrophic leg injury last year, but is more than bounced back. Cam Scatabo, in addition to the dislocated ankle that he had surgery for, he had an open fracture and a ruptured deltoid ligament in the ankle, according to multiple reports. So we will have to see how that affects his career moving forward. Of course, as there was with the Alex Smith situation, whenever you have an open fracture, you have the increased chance of infection. Game 5 of the World Series tonight, Trey Yosevich, the rookie for Toronto, Blake Snell, far from a rookie for the Dodgers, series tied 2-2, and the final game in Los Angeles on the year, and that's what's trending.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
I was just in the kitchen grabbing a Diet Pepsi. I ran into the DOC. Richard Doc Walker is coming up at 4 o'clock, Burgundy and Gold today. You know I'm a chicken fry. Love Zach Brown.
We just had Popeyes, too.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, once again, thanks to JP and B-Mitch, Amit, for the Popeyes yesterday. But I was just having, it was like, man, Doc always listens and he's so kind. He's like, you're killing it on the conversation today. It's a really interesting point. And he pointed out something that I had not thought of while having this discussion. This Sunday night, it's the Super Bowl throwback uniform debut. So for a lot of people, Sunday night is going to not only harken back and represent the Super Bowl years, but it's very much going to reconnect and probably reignite, especially with a lost season, which is currently the situation, and realistically, it's not going to get any better. It's going to reignite the debate. If I could speak in English, it's going to reignite the debate, the thirst, the desire, the want for that former team name to be brought back. It's not happening, but it's going to reignite that. And that's kind of one unintended consequence to them coming up with this and to honoring the past. It's one unintended consequence, or maybe it was an intended consequence. Doc was right. I didn't even think about that. All right, let's squeeze in a couple of final phone calls here. Let's get to Patrick next up on the Team 980. Patrick, how are you?
Hey, Chris. I'm good.
Hey, Patrick.
How are you, sir?
What's going on, man?
Hey, I don't understand people like Sabas and Double A because it's a name. Explain to me, and I keep asking this question, but no one can seem to give me an answer. They just squirt around the question. What name describes a race of people and adds a color that's not racist? But they so strong on this name because of three Super Bowl wins and two Super Bowl losses, mm-hmm, that they don't care how people feel?
Yeah.
Now, I'm a Cowboys fan, and I miss the heck out of the logo that you guys had. And sometimes I make the mistake of calling them what they used to be called. Mm-hmm. But I also understand that it's wrong that it's wrong. It's not about your feelings all the time.
Right.
Sometimes it's about the other people's feelings.
Yes.
And you keep, and her and he keep bringing it back like, hey, we're so important, you should bring back our name. You should bring this back for us. But forget everybody else, huh?
Well, so here's the thing. And listen, I love Dr. Sabah and Athan. I can respectfully disagree with them or passionately disagree with them, and I do, trust me. The conversations we have on air and off the air are never ending, okay? I very much disagree with them. Now, Patrick, I was, again, a defender of the name Redskins when it was still their name, because I did delineate, I did distinguish between the negative connotation, the negative representation of the name, and the football team's name. But I'll admit, in hindsight, I was probably being insensitive. And I was saying, well, you know, 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%, whatever the percent are offended, but what about everyone else that's not offended? Okay. So, but within hindsight, I now see, hey, you know what? It was understandable for me to think like that, and for anybody that does think like that. But I would ask this again. In hindsight, it's like the other R word that I was mentioning earlier, okay, that is used to describe people of a lesser intelligence, okay, or perceived lesser intelligence. You know what word I'm talking about, right?
Of course.
Okay. That was very commonly acceptable to be used in the 80s, in the 90s, maybe even at the turn of the I don't know where exactly the line started, but somewhere in that range. And some people still use it, and still use it like crazy, okay? But my point is that they don't look at it in the same way that others look at it. And that doesn't mean that they're breaking any laws. They're just somewhat ignorant or somewhat oblivious. And I think it's the same thing when it comes to Redskins, even though, again, before they changed the name, I looked at it and said, hey, look, it's a football team's name, not the derogatory slur that it's become defined as. Well, in hindsight, I probably should have thought differently, and I didn't. And I'm just admitting my flaw as a human being.
Yeah, but Chris, an admitted racist. Everybody understands it was a racist. Named his team. And you think he gave it that name to be complimentary towards those people?
You mean George Preston Marshall? Or
yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I obviously did not know him, but I've read all about him, and I know how terrible he certainly was, apparently, right? I mean, history tells us how terrible of a person he was. I can't speak.
Was it being complimentary?
No, I can't speak to why he did what he did, and I wouldn't even attempt to justify it. I think people can't wrap their arms around A, change. And B, you know, Patrick, I would just say that we are a different society. People call it woke because they're mad. I call it enlightened because we're better, or we should be better as a society. Does that make sense?
So do they call it woke because they prefer the rest of us to be asleep?
Probably. Or certainly to just walk away and to shut up and to leave them alone. Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
I appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run because we're a little bit behind here, but I do appreciate it. And it's good to hear from you, even though you're a Cowboys fan. How about them Cowboys?
Yeah, Chris.
Just teasing, Patrick.
Have a good one.
I'll talk to you soon. All right, we got to take another timeout, get back on track. We'll try and get Lou in here before the top, and then I'm going to move on because there's a bunch of other things I want to get to. 3 o'clock on the horizon on the Team 980. Stay with us. All right, we'll wrap it up on the phones here, and then we'll move on. I want to get into, after 3 o'clock, what is Adam Peters thinking at 3-5 and approaching the trade deadline. Is he thinking that the season's over? Or is he thinking and that you have to start divesting assets? Or is he thinking, nope, anything can happen in the NFL? I want to try and get into the mind, not whether they should make trades. That'll be something we'll talk about tomorrow. I want to try and get into the mind of Adam Peters. What do you guys think he's thinking after 3 o'clock? Let's wrap it up with Lou, who's been on hold for a long time. What up, Lou? How are you?
Christopher, man. What's going on, my
Lou,
man?
Lou,
my
what's
man,
going on?
Matt.
What's shaking?
Not a whole lot. Hey, I guess first and foremost, man, I want to push back on my boy Don from Miami, Florida. The hypocrite that you know, he's talking about. You know, he mentioned an AP, but yet I push back on that delusional Ron Rivera. That 4 year that he been here, he wasted all our the way he was picking. You know, some of these players that he you know what I'm talking about, from Chase.
Yeah, but I don't understand what I don't I'm sorry, I missed the beginning. Like what?
No, like he said,
who's he
talking about? Ron Rivera? Like what is he talking about? Like,
oh, you mean from yesterday's show? Or
yeah,
okay,
yeah,
gotcha.
You know, the guy, yeah, he was over there, but yet he's criticizing AP. They've been here a year and 8 games, but he's talking like they've been here 4 years. I'm talking about a guy who's supposed to lead us to, you know, for 4 years that he was here, he didn't lead us to nothing but losing and just being disrespected all over the league and just mocking us like the 4 years that he's been here. 4 years, 5 years he's been here. So how could I not try to, you know, I guess he thinks that we shouldn't criticize him. Now we should be just criticizing AP. I'm going to give AP and the rest of the coaching staff at least 4 years before I try to go ahead and jump on and say, okay, yeah, no. I think they're going to get it right. I, you know, at the end of the day, I heard you kind of push back on it a little bit, but at the same time, yeah, I just want to kind of push back on Dom because he, you know, he's doing the same thing. He's criticizing AP and these guys over here within a year and a half, but yet we don't want to talk about the 4 years that Ron was in charge of our draft picks, the players that he was picking, and ain't none of them worked out. Besides maybe what, 3 players right now that we got on the roster. So don't go there with me. But other than that, man, you know, this subject that you got going on, Chris, is becoming more sensitive and sensitive because everybody wants to come on the radio, try to school people and try to tell you what's right or what's wrong. Because look, man, at the end of the day, if this was to me personally, like if these ownership that we have right now, about 4 or 5 years ago, I highly doubt it. The name would change. If not for this stupid social media and all these people just like bandwagon and following a bunch of like hashtag and saying, oh yeah, I'm with it. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and yeah, change the name. And then the guy, Cowboys guy, want to come on and try to call out people and saying, yeah, I like the helmet, but
what? Well, let me jump in here, Lou. I appreciate you. I'm out of time though. One thing I will just say, okay, again, there are plenty of influences. We see it all the time in society, right? Social media, news media, reporters, all of that stuff, talk shows. So, I mean, plenty of influences. I always ask you to think independently, to think for yourself. But yes, you can listen to others and you can decide, okay, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. Maybe I should, you know, whatever. So let's not kill all outside social influences. Let's not do that. Let's think for ourselves, but think for ourselves within reason. That's how I'd like to end this conversation. All right. How is Adam Peters viewing a 3-5 record? Is it tear apart the team? Or is it keep everybody together and try and make a magic carpet ride run? Your guess is as good as mine. I'll explain next on the Team 980.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.